Welcome back.
What's up, dudes?
Another episode of Graveyard Geek.
Graveyard Geek.
And I am Greg, and this is Glenn, if you haven't known already.
Yeah. Like I said last time, you don't know, so right now, get with the program.
Sorry we missed last week. I was installing an AC for my friend. Gotta get him cool out here in the desert.
My pops passed away Wednesday.
Rest in peace.
He's a good man.
I was gonna have a little moment of silence, but he just went through that there.
Sorry.
But moment of silence. Rest in peace. Alright. So we still have another Blake joining us, man? What the fuck? Do we just go?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
That's alright. So, what happened at the store this week, Lenny?
No, it was like 2 weeks, so it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, we got 2 weeks of shit to talk about.
Yeah, so we got a lot of stuff to talk about. This girl came in. She was wearing like this blouse, and it had the security tag still on it.
Oh, really?
I was like, she stole
it. Yeah.
I was like,
let's get some wire cutters, bitch. Cut that shit off. Damn.
This lady came in. She asked me to charge her phone. She said that JT was possessed. Joshua Tree.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that.
And she said she got kicked out of her dad's house. And her boyfriend's in jail or something like that. And when I gave her phone back, she said, "Oh, the government's watching you." I was like, well, no shit.
What?
You know, like, I don't care. Like I don't really care if the government's watching me.
Fuck what?
Like, I'll swing my wiener around.
Yeah.
And they're going to watch it.
Yeah, they can watch all they want. Yeah. I get off by it. Oh, yeah, government? Watch me put my finger in my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Watch me do it.
Watch me put this big old dildo up my ass.
Yeah,
man.
Does that say Lady Gaga?
Where? No.
Does it say Lady Gaga came into Circle K? What?
Some
tweakers?
Tweakers came in, and on the doors, like, people don't know how to read, dude. Because our credit card system was down like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they came in. I posted on the doors. Our debit system's down. You know, cash only. They came in. They bought all kinds of shit. Like, are EBT cards now? Well, no shit. It says it right here and on the door. Read.
Yeah.
Come on.
Motherfuckers. EBT down?
Duh. I have it everywhere posted. I forgot to talk about this happened like a month ago.
Yeah.
These floor guys came in to do the floors. And they come in like once every like 2 months or something like that. To buff the floors.
Mm-hmm.
And they got finished because like when they come in, they usually open the doors. And when they were finished, they're about to close the door, and right when they closed the door, a bird flew in that fucking Circle K.
Yeah.
It just flew in, and we spent like 10 minutes just freaking...
trying to get it out?
Get out! I was like, I had a broom, and I was like, get out of here! Get out! Get out! And then this customer came in, and he's like, what you do? Because like, he was like a bird, like his wife had a bird or something like that. He said, what you do is you got to get a coat or a towel or something like that and throw it over the bird and then
pick it up.
And then freaking it flew and flew and flew, and we were trying to catch it with the jacket, our jackets and stuff like that. And then it flew right into the window. Boom! And like it got like dazed and shit. And it fell behind like the box line.
Yeah.
And he went behind it and he went behind the box line and picked it up and took it outside. I was like, man, thank fucking God this bird's out of here, because I would have hated for my boss to come in and say, what the fuck is that bird doing it?
Right? Fuck, dude. Reminds me of the airport. Fuck that.
And then I think it was the same day, these people came in, they were weird. Like, I swear they're in a cult. Because they had, like, these, like, not bedazzled jackets, but, like, it all had the same pattern. But one had blue, one had gold, one had green. One had a jacket, one had, like, a green jacket that was, like, it's kind of like a bedazzled, like, shiny, metallic jacket. And another one came in after him with, like, pants on. They're all running in the same vehicle. Like the same pattern pants on, another had like a same pattern shirt on. I was like, is this a cult? Or but like the last guy came in, and I was like, what's going on with the clothes, man?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know, we shop all at the same shop. And then so I don't know, it happened the same day. He gave me like all these different answers.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck.
I swear they're in a cult.
It was a cult, I swear.
It was. Like, I read down in my mind, like, what it is.
It's a cult, I swear.
I swear.
Did you hear about our friend? I'm not going to mention his name, just protect him. He was telling me a story how he came up here with a spiritual group. So, I mentioned the word spiritual, you should know what friend we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the one that lives here next to us that we always hang out with all the time. Mm-hmm. He was telling me how he came up to Morongo and he was with this guy and they're all spiritual, like fucking meditating, all that crap. And he's all, the leader, the guy who started all, he's like super cool, super blah blah, like he's brainwashed. I was like, dude, you joined a cult.
I didn't think about that until now.
He was like, no, I didn't. It's not a cult, Greg. I was like, you're obsessed with the leader.
That's what they all say.
Right? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that the cults were like, this is not a cult, and they were a fucking cult. Mm-hmm. You know? Who joined us? Vinci? Thanks, Finch. Thanks for joining, buddy. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. And Eric,
you
had a funny story.
So, it was 2 days ago. I was driving. I finally got my own van. And I was driving to the next job.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I was meeting my boss at this next job. This was a pretty big job. She needed two people. And on my way there, I was right down the street. I was like, man, my stomach, you know, it wasn't really hurting. Like, I just had to fart. And I farted. And I shit myself.
Straight up shit myself.
I know we haven't talked about bodily functions in a long time, but this was bad. So I went to the place we got there, and I ran to the bathroom. I was like, God, hoping to get through. And I finished up. It was a crazy waterfall diarrhea.
Just like when you get there, it's a sigh of relief. Just like on what's that movie called? Dumb and Dumber, where freaking Lloyd's on the toilet like this. He's like, ah!
Yeah, it was like that. But my pants, dude. I had to throw away my chonies.
So you're walking around like freaking commando just
all
day? This feels good.
I had to wash my pants because they went through my chonies.
Oh, yeah.
It was like water, dude. Oh, this is all fucked up.
Walking around, this feels good.
Can't trust a fart, man. It was fucked off.
I freaking have like, I have no chonies on. My chonies are wet.
I threw them away.
Oh, you did?
I threw them in the trash can. They were bad, dude. It was fucked off.
If I had a dollar, I think that if I had a dollar for every time I shit myself,
right? It was bad. I was so embarrassed. And
if my dad had a dollar for every time he shit himself, shit, he'd be rich.
I told her, like, she was like, come down the ladder, help me out in here. I was like, okay, I'll meet up with you, because I didn't want to climb down the ladder and show her my wet back.
Nope.
My ass was pointing the other way the whole time, dude. It was so embarrassing. Mm-mm. Oh, man.
No. I don't want to do it.
I was like, I'll catch up with you. I'll come down right now.
Just trying to hide it.
She's like, what happened? I was like, I had an accident. So, are you okay? I was like, my stomach doesn't hurt. Nothing. I just fucking had an accident. I think I drank too much water in the heat. You know what I mean? I don't know. It was fucked off. I fucking hate it. It was the worst experience I've ever had.
That's awesome. Okay, so this were on the next week for me. This guy came in on a motorized chair like around 1:00. He said, and he asked me, he said, can the cops give you a DUI in a wheelchair? I was like, motorized. I mean,
I'm not a cop, so why don't you call him and ask him?
I'm not a cop, but like, either you can get a DUI since it's motorized, or you can get drunk in public.
Yeah.
Either way, you're gonna get still gonna get drunk.
Yeah.
You know. And then after he came in, this lady came in. She was fucking weird. I don't know, all these weird people coming in these last couple weeks. Lady came in. She stood there for like 10 minutes, looking at shit, just fucking. And then she finally got a Polar Pop. I was like, what the fuck is this lady doing? Like over, like I was looking over the counter, and she's just looking at shit. And then she fucking finally gets a Polar Pop, fills it up with diet. She's like, my dad paid for the refill. I was like, nobody came in with you.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, you paid for this and that. And so I was like, well, it's 107 or 99 cents for the Polar, because they raise the prices. My Polar Pops.
So Sage, thanks for joining, man. Long time no see.
But she got a refill. And then she said, yeah, my dad paid for this. And she's like, there's a geisha in my head. And this and that.
A geisha?
A geisha.
What's a geisha?
You know, like, I think it's like, a geisha is, I think it's like a Chinese hooker.
Mm.
You know, she's like, there's a geisha in my head. And this and that. And they, like, dress themselves all up and like, all that.
So she has a multiple personality.
Yeah, like I was like, what the fuck is this lady's problem?
She's just trying to get some of your dick.
No. But she filled it up. She filled the Polar Pop up with soda, set it down, went outside, and then she came back in. And I was like, "Well, the soda's 107 or 99 cents." And she's like, She stayed there from, like, I think 10 o'clock to 1:30.
Oh, that's a long time.
And then, freaking, or, like, 11 o'clock to 1:30. Still a long time. But, like, she was, and then she came back in. She's like, someone stole my UFO from my mansion. Like,
it's probably the government.
And I told her, I said, you gotta get out of here. You know, I don't say that a lot to people. Like, I usually say, like, how long are you staying and this and that. I said, how long are you staying? I told her that, like, 5 times, and I said I fucking had enough. I was like, you need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I finally, I was like, snap. I was like, you need to get out of here.
You make me nervous, bitch.
You know?
What if she was telling the truth? What if someone did steal a UFO?
Whoa. From her mansion?
But she wouldn't call it a UFO if it was hers, because she knows what it is. You know what I mean? Because UFO...
Unidentified.
Yeah, so she knows exactly what it is. It's a spaceship or a fucking flying tool, flying vehicle, flying vessel.
Yeah.
In her garage or something.
Yeah, stuff. I was like, you need to head out at like 3:44. I was like, you gotta get out of here at 3:44 in the fucking morning.
Yeah.
It's like, go.
What'd she do? She's like, I'm gonna get my alien friends on you.
No.
I'm gonna get the grays, they're gonna kick your ass, they're gonna probe you.
Oh, and then she's like, somebody took my wallet from my car in my mansion. And then I was like, do you have my wallet here? And it had her name. Like, she showed me her wallet.
Yeah.
And it had her name on it.
Do you have my wallet here?
Yeah, she's like, do you have my wallet? I was like, right there.
It's in your hand.
And she's like, you took my wallet. And you don't eat people. I was like, you gotta go. Go. I was like, she's just stressing me the fuck out that night. I was like, you gotta fucking go.
I'm gonna call the government on you.
Yeah. I'm gonna call Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm gonna call the feds.
Oh, and then after that lady came in. that was just all one day.
Yeah.
The wheelchair guy, the fucking... That one UFO lady, and then this one lady came in. She had like a sheer top with no bra on. Mm. She was just like this big fat lady. She's like, I almost got arrested, but I didn't.
Okay.
I was like, I wonder why. Your tits are fucking hanging out. I see them. Like, and then like freaking a couple of customers like, you shoot the show out there? I was like, yeah, uh-huh. I was like, fucking...
That's pretty bad, huh?
And I was like, whatever. Like, she paid, like, she got a polar pop real quick and left. And he was like, you just, I was like, oh my God.
Get your fat titties out of here.
Put a bra on.
At least I got to see some titties.
At least I got, yeah, at least I got to see some fat titties.
Some fat titties. Thick titties.
But yeah, I was just like, oh my God. That fucking, that whole day just fucking just threw me through a loop. I was like, I got to drink a beer or, I think it was on Wednesday too. Like, I was like, fuck.
And you were off, like,
and
off,
I was
that
off at that night. I was like, I need a something, dude. I need a beer or fucking cigarette or something. Like, that whole day just threw me through a loop. I was like, I'm so glad it's fucking Wednesday.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Move on to some news?
Yeah, we're going to move on to some news. Greg's got some news. Can't really see.
He's back. There's a light. Hang on. Let me take it out. Dun, dun, dun. Ta-da! Dun, 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 dun. New little fucking issue been released. They're on number 2. I just got number 1 right now.
Yeah. We talked about this on one of our podcasts before.
Yeah.
I said they're coming out with it.
It's called Greg, Deceased.
Greg finally got it.
I finally got number 1. It came out number 2. I haven't got it yet. I was trying to pick it up yesterday, but they were sold out of it because it's super good. It's a little, what do they call those? They're not part of canon, but they're called one-shots. I think they're called one-shots. Little one-shot fucking 6-issue series of Deceased. And this is the variant.
It's Deceased.
Yeah, you see what they did there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see what they did there?
DC.
Deceased.
East. Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. It's
clever.
It starts off with fucking Superman breaking Darkseid's jaw, which is really cool. Just straight up action from the beginning.
There's Black Bolt in there too.
Yeah, Black Bolt. They got mostly all these guys, Green Arrow. Fucking, is that Aquaman back there hiding in the back?
Yeah.
The Flash over there. Basically, it's just Darkseid and his little fucking dude unleash this fucking, I don't know, I have to reread it. It's a kind of like a virtual virus. It starts off in social media. And it turns you to zombies.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Superman notices it, saves his kid and Batman's kid.
Superman, Batman, a kid in this
one? Well, they've had kids.
Oh.
Damian Wayne?
What's Superman?
Superman, I think his name is John or some shit. John Clark. Or
just a regular ass fucking name.
And, so it just, it ends, it's pretty good. I would check it out if you guys want to get into some zombie horror fucking DC shit. Very cool. Very awesome. I enjoy it.
DC sponsors.
Not at all.
No.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
And this is, I like how they do it with the little cover here. It's fucking, it's it.
It's like it, but the Joker's holding the
balloon. It's Jason Todd. So. Yeah, so check it out. It's pretty fucking cool. I can't wait to get number 2. I'm actually going to just get on the Kindle. Because I tried buying it yesterday and they were sold out because it's that fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to tell you guys about it. It's been out since May, so last month. So this is kind of old news, but it's new to me. So fuck you guys if you're like, fucking,
it's been out.
Fuck you, man. I have kids and shit and I work like 50 hours a week.
Yeah, come on. Let us catch up.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get with the process, with the times.
Yeah. Apple is planning to end iTunes.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird.
Oh.
How am I going to back up my iPod now?
What, Google Play?
Avengers Endgame director is developing a Magic the Gathering series for Netflix, which I'm fucking excited for. Ugh. Where are you going? Yeah, no, they're developing a Magic the Gathering series because I love fucking Magic. Greg doesn't because it's just...
You know what? This is my... You know Jared, the one that was on the guest on our show?
Yeah.
The first time we played Magic the Gathering was with Jared. And he tried showing me how... And it's a very complex game and it takes probably years to fucking get it down.
No, not really.
he was like trying to teach me how, and I just kind of wasn't interested, but I wanted to play with him because I love Jared.
You know, like our friend our Nick showed us how to. Nick showed me and Josh how to play.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like
oh shit.
And then that's a fucking commercial beer.
Today is brought to you by Unknown Beer.
Unknown Beer. Everybody knows.
We don't like it soon.
Everybody knows it. But yeah, I'm really excited for it because like I don't think they ever came out with like a set series for this card game.
Yeah,
you know, like Pokemon. Pokemon has their fucking whole universe. Yeah, you know?
Yu-Gi-Oh.
And Yu-Gi-Oh has their whole fucking universe. Magic: The Gathering, it's just a fucking card game. There's always been a card game. Now they're coming out with a fucking series for it.
That's I've watched it because it's fucking like. You know, fantasy.
Yeah, it's like fantasy and like has like fucking magic and fucking, oh, it's in the name.
Yeah.
But like.
I like that shit.
Goblins and ghouls and mermaids and all kinds of shit, dude. Like, I'm really excited for it and I really want to watch it. I can't wait. Dragon Quest Walk announced, so I guess Dragon Quest is doing a Pokemon Go kind of thing.
Cool.
For all you Dragon Quest fans out there. What is this?
Something about Apple.
Apple has been inching its way towards becoming a player in the video game industry for years.
What?
But Tuesday, they announced that Apple TV would begin supporting... So Apple TV is going to come... They came out... So they're going to... Apple TV is going to support... Xbox One controllers and PlayStation 4 controllers,
don't.
I'm thinking like they're trying to compete with Google Stadia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that whole you know, cloud gaming and shit like that. That's where the future's going. Watch Dogs Legion's coming out, and you can play as any NPC. Like, I seen like gameplay videos for it, and like this guy was like a grandma, like stabbing the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, Watch Dogs.
Like, yeah,
dude, I like Watch Dogs. Is a good game.
You can like be any NPC in the game.
Oh, that's cool for Watch Dogs.
Yeah,
they're you know, that's tied into the Assassin's Creed universe.
Oh yeah.
Mhm. They went full Marvel on this, bro.
I know.
Fucking, who does that game? Who makes those games again?
EA, isn't it?
No, not EA. Glenn, just Google it real quick.
Frost?
No, not Frost.
I gotta Google it now.
Yeah, because those guys went fucking straight up Marvel on us. They put all their games together some way. Who makes Assassin's Creed?
Ubisoft,
yeah. They went full Marvel on us, bro.
With fucking the other game that's coming out. What's it? Ghost Recon?
Yeah. They are. Because in the first Watch Dogs, you kill one of the one of the leaders of fucking the people for Assassin's Creed. I can't remember.
Oh, okay, like the guys that built the fucking thing.
The Animus.
The Chingaderas.
Yeah, you kill one of them, and the next Assassin's Creed game, you find out he's dead by in this, you know, little Easter egg thing.
Whoa!
And it shows the guy from Watch Dogs killing him in the middle of the street. So.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I never really noticed that. This is not, like, really geeky news. This is, like, foodie news, I guess. IHOP is throwing pancakes on its burgers, dude.
I don't know if you don't like that.
I don't.
Gotta try at least everything once.
I do. I'm probably gonna try it. Telltale Minecraft story mode will be discontinued in a few weeks. That's probably ending right now. So Minecraft's Telltale story is no more. I did that. There's a new Dragon Ball Super movie in the works.
Ooh.
I'm excited for it.
Care less about that shit.
Hopefully they fucking be better than the Broly movie. Because the first two were great. Loved it. Sony is testing 16-person parties for PlayStation 4.
Oh, okay.
A little late since they're fucking going to release
5.
PlayStation 5. They'll probably bridge it over.
Yeah, of course they will.
So, you know how PlayStation has their fucking PlayStation exclusives and shit like that, you know, and Xbox has been like little, they've been haven't really been like releasing exclusives, you know? Yeah. Like, well, I mean, like, E3 this year, they released... They did the trailer for Halo Infinite, which is coming out for Project Scarlet, which is going to be their next Xbox, and Gears of War 5 to start off fucking the next Xbox. But for the Xbox One users, they got an exclusive. It's fucking body wash.
What?
And axe spray. It's only in Australia, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How about that for exclusive?
That's funny. I get it. Say, I think I'd buy it. I'm a sucker for it. I'm a sucker for those things. If it has a brand name on it that I fucking enjoy, I will buy it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like they got, like, Xbox got to keep up with their exclusives. They don't really do that.
No, they don't.
SpongeBob is getting a prequel.
What?
Yeah. SpongeBob is, they're gonna do a 10-year-old SpongeBob.
10-year-old SpongeBob?
Like, I wonder if, like, they're gonna do, like how he got his pineapple house and like how he moved out from his parents' house and shit like that. I wish they would do that. Like,
that's funny.
Keeping the SpongeBob series alive.
Go ahead, dude. It's the next fucking Simpsons.
Right.
Oh man, it's a good beer.
So Jurassic World is coming out with an animated TV series.
I'll watch it.
Produced by Steven Spielberg.
Awesome. Definitely watching it. Definitely watching it. I love Spielberg.
StarCraft first person shooter. You know what StarCraft is, right?
Yeah.
They canceled the StarCraft first person shooter to focus on Diablo 4. Which I don't really care about because I hate those fucking high angle top down.
Yeah.
And Overwatch 2. Come out with, they're focusing on Overwatch 2, dude. Oh my god.
That'd be sick.
Right?
That's such a good game too. Like, they could just keep adding on to that game.
Yeah, they don't need to fucking make it Overwatch 2. They just need to just keep adding more characters and more fucking maps. You're golden.
Yeah.
Overwatch, don't change a fucking thing.
You're perfect, don't ever change. Yeah.
Destiny moves to action MMO, releasing new free-to-play model.
I haven't played Destiny so long. It's such a good game, too.
Called New Light. Uncharted movie.
Ooh.
With Tom Holland.
Mr. Spider-Man himself.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be fucking Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
I am guessing. Yeah. Tom Holland is going to be Nathan Drake, and the Uncharted movie is reported to be released December 18th, 2020. We talked about this last week, but...
No, Swamp, we didn't. You talked to me about it.
I talked to you, I talked to you about it.
Yeah.
Swamp Thing got canceled after the first episode. Because I guess the reason why is because Doom Patrol did such a great job when, like, they released it.
Yeah.
Titans did a good job when they opened and when they released it, and then fucking Swamp Thing came out and like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
You know, like, so they were like, oh, we're gonna cancel it.
God. I was really looking forward to Swamp Thing too, man.
Yeah. Remember the old movie that they had? It was all like B-rated and shit. I love fucking B-rated movies like that. Like the how many toxic Avengers do they have?
Tons. Good God.
And they fucking, it was such a bad movie, but it still had like a little cult following.
They had the cartoon and the movie on fucking Amazon.
The Toxic Crusader, that was the cartoon.
Yeah.
The Toxic Avenger was
the movie.
The movie.
Yeah.
It was such a good, I liked the cartoon better than the movie.
Yeah, me too.
Cartoon was like, and then they came out with the game.
I don't remember the game though.
I think they had it on the SNES, and I was like, oh, it's fucking Joe. I used to watch that show all the time. Destroy All Humans remake announced.
Fuck humans.
Ghostbusters is going to make a new movie with Bill Murray, Sigourney Weaver, and Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard all the original cast.
Yeah. Except for, what's his name?
The dude that died?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
CGI him like Arnold.
Yeah. Donald Nog.
So I can't wait for that movie. What's it called?
The new Terminator?
Yeah.
It's called... Such an S. Synopsis. Fuck, I can't touch my phone because of fucking. But it has the original Sarah Connor. It is called
Dark Feet?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I'm excited just because it's the original Sarah Connor.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yag!
Nog! What are you doing? Get down from there! You idiot!
Idiot.
What is thy bidding, my master?
Elden Ring, have you heard of that?
No.
Know what that is?
No.
I guess the creators of Dark Souls teamed up with the creator of Game of Thrones. What's his name? George R. R. Martin? Or yeah. Like that. They teamed up with him and made a game.
Oh, really? I remember reading something
called like Elden Ring or something like that.
That would be cool. That would be dope. Hey, what's up, Mike? Thanks for joining, buddy.
What's up, buddy? There's a controversy over Star Wars prequel at Disneyland.
Which one? My favorite one?
Yeah, you know, like when the...
he kills the kids?
Yeah, he kills the kids. He called them something. I forgot what it was. They can't, the cast members can't call them younglings.
That's oh, okay.
They can't call, the cast members, like any Star Wars characters or anybody, can't say younglings.
Why not?
Because it has to do with murder and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, like, Because
Anakin killed all the younglings.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
So they have to refer to them as, like, Padawans or whatever, you know, like... So they can, but they can't call them younglings.
That's fucked up. Long time no see since school. Yeah, you just kind of left. What happened to you, man? I don't know where you're gone.
There's the 10th Apex Legend, Watson. Don't really know much about her. She looks like an astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
She was released July 2nd.
Is she a lesbian? She looks like a lesbian.
She might be.
She's probably a lesbian. Probably a lesbian.
So there's gameplay on Fallen Order. Cyberpunk 2077. If nobody caught up with E3, Keanu Reeves is going to be in Cyberpunk 2077. Fucking badass.
Yeah. A friend of mine's really excited for that.
I'm really excited.
He's like, do you like futuristic RPGs? I was like Fallout? He's like, Cyberpunk? I was like, yeah, coming out this year, huh? He's like, yeah. Kind of reason. I was like, oh sweet, love me some Neo.
So yeah, I already mentioned that Xbox is coming out with Project Scarlet for holiday 2020. So in December 2020.
Yeah. New release. So enjoy your fucking systems now.
Yeah. Gears 5 is getting a release date of September 10th, 2019. Project xCloud comes to Xbox One in October. Dragon Ball Project Z is now Dragon Ball Z Kakarot.
Kakarot.
I'm really excited for that game. Like, I want to fucking be like...
Mm-hmm.
You know? Outer Worlds gets a release date. I'm really excited to play that game. Because it's... from the creators of Fallout New Vegas, Obsidian.
Yeah, the best one?
Yeah. Like, I guess they branched off from Bethesda and like they just started making their own game called Outer Worlds. And like it looks fucking sick, dude. Because they keep that old, like, that oldness to it. When Fallout 4 came out, like, I didn't really get that. I got a feeling of after all the fucking shit happened. But with Outer Worlds, they're creating a new storyline, but like they kept like the oldness to it, you know?
Yeah.
With New Vegas, they kept that like retro look, but futuristic look.
Yeah. You know? I agree. I concur.
I can't wait to play that game. Razer is coming out with a gaming drink called Respawn.
Razer.
Yeah,
the phone?
No, not the phone. The computer.
Oh, okay.
You know, like my headphones that I have?
Oh, okay.
That's Razer.
They come out with a drink?
They come out with a drink.
That's pretty cool.
What's up with these fucking gaming companies come out with these fucking...
Hey, man.
More power to them, but like, shit, if they buy it...
Dude, that's the reason I bought fucking Mountain Dew's Game Fuel. I was like, oh, fucking a drink gamers? For gamers?
Game what?
What? Blueberry? Fucking count me in.
Mountain Dew's all about gamers.
Hell yeah. It's code red.
Now they got that Game Fuel.
Yeah, Game Fuel. I
got it in the fridge right now.
Yeah.
Now you gotta solve a puzzle in order to fucking.
Yeah, it open, out. Motherfucker. And it sprays half the count out at you when you open it. But still, it's fucking there. And it's for you.
It's for you, the gamers.
The gamers.
Not our new sponsors.
And it's fucking blueberry. It's so bomb. I don't like the yellow one you got, though.
I'll drink the yellow.
The blue one's the best.
I need alertness. What else? What is it? Alertness?
I don't fucking know. Shit that Mountain Dew gives you already.
Xbox Elite controller, Elite Wireless Controller Series 2 coming out. Available for pre-order. The Division movie is being made with Netflix.
I heard about that. I'm excited for that. Did you check out that show by Neil Gaiman on Amazon?
No.
It's called Good Omens. Fucking pretty good.
Pretty good, dude.
Love me some Gaiman, too. Love me some Gaiman.
Oh, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is making a game.
Yeah.
The guys from It's Always Sunny, they're making a game to... make an episode in the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That show's still going.
Yeah. It's called season. Mythic Quest Raven's Banquet. It's made by the same guys from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You know Dayman and fucking Nightman are going to be in there.
Yeah, exactly. Dayman! Fighter of the Nightman! The Doom TV series coming streaming. I don't know what fucking... Warner Media. Banjo-Kazooie joins Ultimate Super Smash Bros. Zelda, Breath of the Wild sequel. For you Zelda fans. Okay.
Yeah.
This one fucking threw me off. Panzer Dragoon announced for the Switch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was a big... Oh, Josh was a big Panzer Dragoon fucking...
Fan.
And it was pretty cool gameplay. I just don't like playing those kinds of RPGs. Like. Mm-hmm. Contra, the new Contra coming out. Rogue Corps. It plays a panda.
It's not corpse, it's core. It's Rogue Corps.
Whatever. Corpse. I say corpse.
Yeah, it's like not Marine Corps, it's Marine Corps.
Whatever. I say corpse.
Alright, it's not correct.
Marine Corps. I've been saying the wrong thing all these years.
Oh, man. The only reason I know that is because I was an ROTC.
Yeah. You, every time fucking some Marine comes up, you're the Marine Corps?
It's core.
Then why don't you spell it with the fucking E? God damn it.
There's a thing for it. I can't remember it, but the reason why it's not like that.
No, okay, whatever.
It's like some Latin shit.
Oh, give up. But
fucking Latin.
Super Mario Heroes 3. Latin. Oh, yeah. Luigi's Mansion 3.
Luigi's Mansion?
3.
I'll put my Luigi in his mansion.
Damn.
Oh, man. I gotta get that game.
Darksiders Genesis. It's like, I guess it's gonna be like a Diablo. There's a new, like, because you know how we said last podcast, they said they're going to come out with another Darksiders. I guess it's going to be like a, kind of like a Diablo look.
Oh, really? Where it's like fucking helicopter view?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm getting 3 and I'm done. If you go with the fucking helicopter view, I swear to fucking God. At least come out with some books so I keep up on it.
Yeah.
I don't like that helicopter view.
I don't either.
Last helicopter view game I played was fucking Grand Theft Auto 2. I fucking hated it.
I just like in Grand Theft Auto 2 and 1, and you're like, fucking asshole! You'd be walking, and you're fucking just driving, and like, you barely miss somebody. Fucking asshole! Blair Witch has a game.
Yeah, I saw it today on my feed.
Ghostwire Tokyo looks good.
Yeah, I like the umbrella.
Yeah, I love it.
Very Mary Poppins.
Deathloop, that one looks fucking pretty cool. All the I think Bethesda like won E3 over with all their shit, even though they didn't announce Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah.
But like they came out with like these other IPs.
Yeah.
Like Deathloop and the Ghostwire Tokyo. Deathloop looks insane because like it's kind of like a Groundhog Day.
Oh really?
You know, but you just die over and over again, and just kind of retrace your tracks and shit. Rockstar confirms that they're gonna get casinos now.
What?
I fucking can finally gamble in fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Wait, no. Grand Theft Auto 4, you were able to gamble in.
Yeah, I know, but in 5 now.
Oh, okay.
Because in 5, they never had casinos.
No. But in 4, I know you were able to gamble. It's like a Vegas fucking thing.
Yeah, but now in 5, finally, after.
You save your game and you bet all your money. And if you lose it all, you just go back to the save point.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's online, so you're like...
Yeah, I get you. You know, but that's what I used to do. It's the best Grand Theft Auto, I think.
But I think like, if... I just can't. Like, I want to gamble on Grand Theft Auto.
I'm going to grab a beer.
All right. Grab me one, too.
All right. No dead air.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, I can't wait for... Like, I want to play the casinos, dude. Like, I'll go spend $5 at a casino, $20, you know, it's not that much in Grand Theft Auto. Fuck it, I'll do it. You know? Some Star Trek news. Quentin Tarantino confirms that his Star Trek, because he's doing Star Trek still.
Fuck yeah.
It's gonna be R-rated, dude.
Captain Samuel Jackson?
Right? Motherfucker! It's gonna be R-rated.
Motherfucker.
So if fucking Samuel L. Jackson is the captain, he's gonna say motherfucker.
Motherfucker. You better launch those motherfucking torpedoes at the motherfucking ass.
Quentin Tarantino, are you gonna fucking... Are you gonna throw some titties in there?
He's definitely gonna say the N-word a lot.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna throw some titties in there.
The titties
some and... alien titties, dude.
Titties and N-word.
Some alien titties.
You know, the Star Trek's supposed to make no more racism and shit. But with Captain Samuel L. Jackson, there's gonna be. That motherfucker's just always racist, son. And he's like Shaft, you know. We all know Shaft hate white people.
You damn right.
Damn right.
Shaft! I guess in the Morongo Basin, there was a. Should have talked about
this. Fucking Michael's still watching, man? Good for you, buddy. Hey.
Boom.
Next time you tune in, I'm gonna give you a pop. A Shabab pop.
And a sticker. That's what you get for you loyal listeners.
Yeah. Keep tuning in.
Keep tuning in. We'll give you a sticker.
Man, we got stickers made right here. They're a little bit little because I fucked up on the size. So, there you go. Sticker.
And since you've been watching football and Greg said he'll give you a pop, so...
I might.
He said it.
I might.
He said it.
I might go to the thrift store and buy a used pop. Definitely give you a sticker.
I should have said this in the beginning, but there's a suspected DUI driver arrested for spark. There's a DUI driver in the Morongo store took two lives at 10:30 p.m. on Wednesday at Circle K in Morongo. Fuck it. Thank God I didn't work that night. Well, I mean, it was on, it was in the wrong store, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm not getting in trouble. Probably, dude, still probably, the dude in wrong, the person, the graveyard person, Morongo probably sold him some beer. So, I'm gonna go and get beer, and then I'm gonna come back, and boom, that happens. Kill two people.
Michael says, I'm a geek too. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So are we, brother. We love Star Wars. I remember talking to you, Michael, about Star Wars all the time.
Oh, yeah.
In school.
Big Star Wars fan.
Which is kind of fucked up because I had nothing Star Wars on my walls. You notice that?
Yeah, I do notice that. We need to get some Star Wars
shit. I know. I got fucking... Where's Luke at? Where the fuck did Luke go? Someone took my fucking Luke... Oh, okay. I got my Luke Skywalker, the 2016 Galactic Convention fucking pop.
I got Unmasked Darth Vader.
That's all I got. But I had no Star Wars shit.
Yeah, but when Ready Player One came out, we fucking had a fucking ball.
Yeah, I mean, when Ready Player One came out, we bought all the box. Right, this shit's gonna be big. We're like, fuck, we doing it. We're buying all these motherfuckers to be worth a lot. Because this movie's gonna be big.
This movie's gonna be fucking great. And just everybody like, no, it sucked.
The movie was still great.
I loved it. I loved the movie, but
okay.
The book, though. Can't wait for the next book.
Yeah, where the hell is Samuel L. Jackson? Fucking...
Next Star Trek. Fingers crossed.
He's switching universes. He's going from Star Wars to Star Trek, so... Mm.
From Avengers to Star Trek.
Yeah. Star Wars to Avengers. Man, that motherfucker is a nerd.
He is a nerd, dude.
Damn.
I'm going to be on all these fucking top-rated movies.
I like how they... In the... Was it a... It was fucking Infinity War when he did the post credit scene. He was all mother, and he disappeared. I was like, yes,
yes, there it
yes.
Is.
We know what you're gonna say.
We know. But if he didn't, Star Wars, man. If he brings him back, and if fucking J.J. Abrams brings fucking Mace Windu in fucking Episode 9, and he says mother, and then they fucking cut it off again.
Dude.
Fucking more power to you, J.J. Abrams.
Motherfucker. Badass motherfucker.
Speaking of Star Wars, they're saying the Rise of the Skywalker is gonna destroy the Millennium Falcon.
What?
Captain goes down with the ship. So. If they destroy the fucking Millennium Falcon in Episode 9, who's the original owner of the ship?
And who suffers that loss?
Landau Calrissian.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, fucking Captain goes down with the ship, Landau Calrissian's gonna die.
Fuck you, Disney! You're killing off all our motherfucking... Our characters! What the fuck?
First fucking...
Han.
And then fucking...
Luke.
And they're gonna do Leia in this next one.
Fucking Rola killed Leia a lot.
Yeah.
And then, but rest in peace, girl. I've missed you. My princess.
Fucking...
And then they're gonna kill Landau? I knew that... I had a feeling that they're gonna do that.
Just don't kill Chewie. Or C-3PO or R2-D2. Come on.
I had a feeling they were going to do that. Oh, they brought original Landau in? Oh, he's dead. Mm-hmm. He's fucking gone. But then I had a little hope because I found out J.J. Abrams is fucking directing it.
Yeah.
You know, he killed off Han. I was a little hopeful that he might fucking keep Landau. Nope. Fucking, he's dead.
That's just a rumor.
Just
taking it with a grain of salt.
Solo does deserve a sequel. It was such a great movie.
Yeah, dude. Like, because fucking my man's in there.
Yeah, it was a... The reason why it didn't do so good because everybody was boycotting it because of the fucking saga.
Yeah.
And that movie was such a good fucking movie, dude. I was like on the edge of my seat. I went to go see. I don't give a fuck. It's a Star Wars story. You know what I mean? It does deserve a sequel. I want to know more about fucking Han Solo.
Yeah.
So, yes, it does. That was a good question, Michael.
Or they can go a different route, too. I mean... Or they can just tie it in.
Well, we gotta know what happens with the fucking Darth Maul fucking cult, dude.
Yeah, like, they gotta tie it in, dude. Like, Darth Maul's my shit, dude. He's like my favorite fucking villain.
I already knew that they're gonna have Darth Maul in there because of the fucking Clone Wars.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, they better have fucking Darth Maul in here. Yeah. Because they mentioned that world. It's about the world's name because I've been drinking.
What was it? The world that Darth Maul's born on?
No, that he fucking... Does his fucking little mafia thing. It has a big ass train fucking going through it. It's a world that they mentioned in Clone Wars. And I was like, oh, that's that world when I saw the preview for it. I was like, they're going to have Darth Maul in that shit. And sure enough, they fucking had Darth Maul in that shit.
I haven't watched it, but I just watched the part where Darth Maul was. And like you see him stand up.
With his fucking robotic legs.
Yeah. Like, he's fucking still alive, dude. Like, and in Clone Wars, they explain how he's still alive.
Yeah, because that's canon still.
Yeah.
So everything in the Clone Wars is canon. So, of course, Darth Maul is still alive. I'm just glad they brought his ass back on the fucking...
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
But Obi-Wan was still alive at this point. He was probably hiding out on fucking Tatooine, watching over Luke. So, because this is before the fourth episode.
Yeah.
So, obviously, because fucking Soul is young as fuck. You know what I mean? But yeah, they didn't really bring him back. The Clone Wars brought back Darth Maul.
Yeah.
So Darth Maul has been back, and that is canon. So, was James Gunn that directed that?
With the Clone Wars?
No, fucking Solo. Guardians of the Galaxy guy?
I don't know.
I think it was James Gunn. Was it James Gunn? I'm going to look it up real quick.
The director what?
Solo. I think it was James Gunn. Ron Howard. Who the fuck did Ron Howard fucking direct?
Happy Days.
No, it was another fucking movie that was all big.
Let me text Ron Howard. I'm going to text him right now.
Hey, let me text him.
Hey, Ron!
He did another one. Yeah, that's Ron Howard. I was thinking James Gunn. I don't know why.
Filmography.
It was another big-ass movie that he directed.
The Grinch?
That was a Da Vinci Code.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was really excited for Ron Howard, because... But I thought it was James Gunn this whole fucking time. But I knew it was Ron Howard. I got mixed up like crazy.
Wilson, Osmosis Jones?
Yep.
More American Graffiti?
But he did a really good job, and I'm really disappointed that the fans fucking decided to boycott his movie because it was one of the better Star Wars movies.
Yeah, like... If Ron Howard would have, like, stepped in for fucking episode 7...
Yeah, it would have been good.
It would have been good. And J.J. Abrams could have been like, oh, cool, you know?
All the Star Wars... The separate, like, one-shot movies, you know?
Yeah.
The separate Star Wars stories, they have all been great. Fucking Rogue One was amazing. Amazing fucking movie. It's the best Star Wars, I think, besides fucking Revenge of the Sith.
Mm.
It's fucking up there. It's really good. Because you get to see Darth Vader in fucking action, man. You
know,
And they bring it back towards the end. You watch this whole movie, and at the end, they fucking give you some fucking.
I think what they're gonna do with episode 9 is they're gonna fucking just mind fuck us all. You know, like in fucking.
It's J.J. Abrams. Did you guys like The Last Jedi? Alright, this is my God honest truth. When I first watched it, I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, this is fucking cool. Then after I settled down with actually seeing the new Star Wars flick, after I fucking grasped it, digested it, I was like, this is kind of fucked up.
It's like kind of like a big fuck you to J.J.
Yeah, yeah. It was a big fuck you to Abrams. And Abrams is one of my favorite directors. So, I mean, my child's name is Genevieve Jean, J.J. Because of that.
I still got it.
Got the Star Wars ticket.
Yeah, I still got the Star Wars ticket from fucking Last Jedi.
And I kind of wanted, After I digested it all, I really wanted to see fucking Rey go through her trials and tribulations of becoming a Jedi. But she's just OP, so...
Yeah, and then they're gonna fucking...
And you kill off Luke? Dude, you can't kill off Luke and then fucking...
Dude. And call it a Skywalker saga?
Yeah.
You know?
It's fucking fucked up, man. But...
But yeah, like, I have a feeling Abrams is going to just fucking just knock it out of the ballpark.
Yeah, he did really good on The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
So.
Like, because I mean, like, he left us with, like, a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
You know, like, who's Rey's parents? Who's Snoke? Where did he come from? Who's the Knights of Ren?
And he kills off Snoke, that motherfucker.
Yeah. like, who's the Knights of Ren? Who's this? And then I had a feeling Abrams had a plan, but he had other shit that he had to do. And he's like, I can't do this right now. And they're like, well, you have to. And they're like, well, I can't because I got all this other shit. And then Ryan fucking Johnson came in. Like, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm going to kill off everything that you started. Fucking bastard. But yeah, it does get bashed a lot because he fucked up.
Yeah.
That's the reason why. It was good seeing it. But after digesting and all, it was kind of fucked up. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you left, like, really.
He left a lot of big plot holes.
Yeah.
In the storyline.
And he destroyed fucking Kylo's mask. He destroyed the base.
Yeah. When we watched the trailer, we're like, oh, he repairs his mask.
Oh, he's bringing that back. Yeah. He's, like, fixing everything that motherfucker fucked up.
Mm. He had to get it from the fucking dirt and fucking, what the fuck is this?
We got 5 minutes left on this. So. Yeah.
But I think he's going to knock it out of the ballpark. You know, like, because, like, in the movie poster, you see fucking the Knights of Ren, which I'm fucking excited to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because who the fuck are they? Yeah. They only showed them once.
Yeah, in The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough. He's got a lot of pressures in him.
And he brought back the... Oh, yeah, he brought back the Emperor.
And the reason why he's not going to make everybody happy, because this is the last movie of the saga.
Yeah.
When things end, people are disappointed. So, I totally understand where you're coming from.
But, I think he's kind of like... Because you know how, like, the Game of Thrones directors are trying to... They said they're gonna direct it or whatever. You know, I think it's gonna segue into the Old Republic.
Yeah, it better be.
You know, I think, like, because that's what we were saying in a couple of our podcasts before this, that Rey's parents are gonna be connected to Revan or somebody like that in the Old Republic.
Yeah.
To start off the Old Republic series.
Fuck yeah.
You know, the trilogy of that, and then they're going to start more movies after that, you know.
Yeah, I bring it up. So let's end it before I start a new one.
Yeah, might as well.
So this is Greg logging off. I'll see you guys next week.
This is Glenn logging off.
And thanks, Michael, for talking to us. By the way, Michael said that last question, well, not the last thing he stated, was he's got a lot of pressure. He's getting 40-plus years of history. And he brought back the Emperor. No matter how good Episode 9 is, you know guys are going to be very unhappy.
Well, the original Star Wars cast, or the original Star Wars fans, you know, like,
yeah,
like,
of course.
Oh, I'm old. I like my coffee black.
Right. Fuck yeah.
You know, change fucking pisses me off.
Yeah, gotta have change though. Fuck it. Yeah. Gotta get rid of the old and the new.
It's 2019.
All right, I love you guys.
We love you guys. Remember, stickers.
Talk to us. Stickers. We got plenty of stickers to give out. Nice. Let me hit that fucking thing.